now we present an encore presentation of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander.
Yep, the market had a good week, not so much. The Dow Jones was flat. The S&P off 3%. NASDAQ down 5.5% for the week. That was a big drop. The international index off 1.8%. 10-year treasury pretty much flat at 4.62, but we did see a little bit of a rise there. So if you're out buying bonds right now, there's some good bonds out there, 10 to 20 years. I bought a bunch yesterday. Oil was down 4.1% for the week, still hovering at $82 because what's going on in the Middle East. And bonds sitting around 95.38 year-to-date off 3%. What happened this week? Briefly, the interest rate went up. Why? Because the Fed's not going to lower rates. I'm going to say it this morning. Like, you know what? We've been saying, the market's been saying, they're going to have 3 to 4 lowering this year. I don't see it. In fact, I'm going to make a bold prediction this morning. May 1st. Get ready for May 1st. It's only a few days away, right? But it's coming. And I think the tide is going to change, meaning that I say one lowering maybe when? After the election. I'm saying it now. We'll see if I'm right. So the market didn't like that, and the market's pulled back. And when you have a rally, which we've had of 25%, 25% in the S&P, to have the S&P pull back 3% this week when the rates are not likely to lower, that's why that happened. The ones that got hurt the most were the ones that are most interest rate sensitive. All that tech stuff, Russell's 2000 small caps, down 8.7%. The Magnificent Seven, not so magnificent anymore, right? Down 8.4%. So that's what happens. And the duration and how much longer this Middle East stuff goes on. I mean, I know you heard the news about Israel and striking back and all that. I'm not getting into that, but I'm just saying that that's what's keeping oil higher. That's what's keeping the uncertainty longer because we don't know what's going to happen over there. And now that Congress is going to throw some money, it looks like, at Ukraine. Well, how much longer is that going to go on? So there's just things happening. But keep in mind that the average S&P return in a non-recessionary year has been about 9.7% return. And you got the average pullback, meaning the down, of 12.8%. And this is the averages from 1930 to 2023. So that's a pretty long period of time. And so year to date right now, we're up 4.1 on the S&P. So we could see another 5 up or another 12 down. That's sort of the range that I'm seeing right now.
Investment advisory services are offered through Liberty Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as a basis for investment decisions. The strategies mentioned are not suitable for everyone. The information expressed does not consider your specific situation or objectives and may not be appropriate for all investors. Past performance is not indicative of future results. To better understand the risk associated with investing and how it reacts to different market conditions, listeners should always consult with their qualified investment professionals, financial advisors, legal or tax specialists, and conduct their due diligence before making any financial decisions or taking any action. The legal information provided on the air is not intended to substitute for callers hiring their lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Liberty Group LLC paid for the following program, and the host's views and opinions do not represent those of the station or its ownership. California Life Agent number 048569. Persons engaging the services of one affiliate of Liberty Group LLC companies should be aware that each company is operated separately. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.